أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Salaam alaikum, peace be upon you all All praise and glory belongs to God, the Creator of the Universe, the Creator of you and I, and the Creator of all the past and future generations to come. I'm honored to have the opportunity to speak at the opening of the UN Interfaith Harmony Week, and I'd like to thank everyone who made this event possible. The youth of today are the leaders of tomorrow, and tomorrow will come sooner than you can think. Tomorrow, the future of the world, the future of humanity will lie in our hands, and there will be yet another generation, another flock of whom we, the youth of today, will be the shepherds of. But before that leadership falls into our hands, before the responsibilities of the world are placed upon our shoulders, we must be ready. We must learn from our elders and our surroundings. We must understand what it is that we have to do, and we must learn how to do it, because one day we'll be in the same position as our elders. We will have in front of us yet another generation that we, the youth of today, will be responsible for. But before any of that is even achievable, and as cliche as it may sound, we must embrace unity. And not just something we say, but something we accept at the very foundation of our hearts. We as youth must understand that yes, we have differences, that I do dress differently, or that person does have a different skin color. But those differences do not mean that we cannot work together. Unity does not know any geographical, religious, or racial boundaries. Unity happens when one heart wholly accepts another. It does not mean that you have to start praying 5 times a day or start wearing the hijab. Unity means accepting each other as they are, as different as we are, so that we can work together towards a common goal. We are capable of transcending the hate, and I know that current events don't really make it look like that, but we really are. And it all starts with ourselves, our families, and our friends. It all starts with one simple act of kindness, a simple gesture of love, of effort to join hands with one another. Our society has set us up to think that so-and-so is inferior just because of the color of the skin or just because of how they dress. But when I hear that, the words of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, echo in my ears, and he says that no one is superior over another except by goodness. We do not need to build walls. We do not need to push each other away, and we certainly don't need to look down on someone unless we are helping them up, because that is what we ought to do. We need to give a hand to one another, help each and every person rise to becoming the best version of themselves, so that our world will be rid from this darkness. So what as youth is our role? What is my role? Exactly what my father said. Live with tolerance, stand firm with the truth, have a little faith, and seek knowledge. It can all be summed up in chapter 103 of the Holy Quran, in which the Almighty says, I swear by time. Indeed, mankind is in loss, except for those who have believed and done righteous deeds and advised each other to truth and advised each other to patience. We have deviated from those essential aspects, and in my opinion, it is through knowledge that we can acquire those things. And when I say knowledge, I don't mean 12 years of schooling or a master's degree or a PhD. I mean the knowledge which will help you recognize your identity, what your purpose is, and where you are going. I mean the knowledge that gives you your values, teaches you the rights of the people around you, and the way to treat one another. I'm talking about the knowledge which will give you the criteria to distinguish right from wrong, oppressed from the oppressor, the terrorized from the terrorist. And when you learn all of that, when you learn your identity and your values, hold on to them. Then teach the world through the light of knowledge that dominates your heart. For me, it is the school of thought. It is the knowledge taught to me by my parents of Prophet Muhammad and his holy progeny, peace be upon them, that allowed me to understand those things. And you too must find the knowledge, that light of truth, which will illuminate your heart and soul, because then, and only then, can the world around us be illuminated. So that is what I wish to convey to you, and those are what my values are, and that is what I wish to take forward throughout the generations. I hope that the youth of today will accept this responsibility that will soon be ours and become the leaders of tomorrow. I'll leave you with some words of encouragement that belong to a phrase from one of my favorite quotes of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, who says, "You presume you are a small entity, but within you is enfolded the entire universe." Thank you.
They say in my tradition, now that'll preach.